Nick Barrows and Mark Flanagan are in the studio with me tonight to talk about their book of combined poetry titled Versus. It's published by a local press, Aurora Press, and Nick's work has previously appeared in Forklift, Ohio, Trained Monkey Press, and Aurora Press, and in his chapbook titled Rockets on Bibles. Mark wrote his Exiled column for 11 years, most recently for City Beat, and previously published an ebook of poems titled Minute Poems. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
I was immediately curious about what seems like a collaboration, two poets combining in one book and titling it Versus. So, Mark, do you want to speak to that first?
The title was kind of my concept. The publishers didn't quite take the concept as far as I wanted it to. There's kind of a boxing theme that runs through my work, and I kind of saw it as a Mark Flanagan versus Barrows in a friendly sparring contest type thing. But as one of my friends, Joe Winterhalter, pointed out, it's still the world versus Mark Flanagan and Nick Barrows, so it still is very apt, I think.
I think it was with the subtitles that we used as well for each chapter, so to speak, I think also adhere to that. I really like how it came out. I know you wanted to elaborate more onto the whole boxing theme and that, but I kind of beat myself up on my poems anyway, so
right.
I wouldn't be that much of a match for you.
If you would, let's go to reading. And since we're talking about boxing and so forth, Nick, I'm actually going to start with you. And if you would, read Pleased to the Punch.
Thanks. Pleased to the Punch. You shoot for me like aluminum to mouths, daring and not so gently gawk could beg time away. From insipid to milkshake bombs, stirrings paw on as if the sun has not found the land. Hue of greens, picture, beggar from point to lunacy. Handsome waved from jubilant waltz to titter few great aches. They told us it was the wonderfuls of all that we would strive for. Embarrassing like children that argue, curse on the dull muse, panic shove all the window trinkets away, being sold off to pay for the farm. Was words so trimmed down to find my devil to typo-tapo on the pines, then worse scurries blade you all detached from poor familia. As the crucible shakes you as a derelict, has the nounce quiver so less on thimble noose, on to the gallows to face the drop by the mistress hand. It is a pewter doll that magistrates the weeps of cross few nasties, on to the box lay self-indulgences, ponied up to be the last decibel. Preachered in grandstanding malevolence, dripping from clever, ironic, in the sexy kind of way. These are the lonely, pleased to the punch.
One of the things that I love about poetry is that it can speak to us in many different ways, whether it was the author's intent or not. And so when I read Pleased to the Punch, I immediately thought of Pleased as Punch, of course. Yeah. Very different meanings. Is a part of what you love about poetry, about writing, is literally playing with language?
Absolutely. I think that to use certain types of words that you would think one way but may mean another is something that I really resonate with. Trying to take something as simple as the feeling like if you've ever had as a child aluminum or any type of metal that you've had in your mouth, the sharp kind of pain that resonates through your body almost like a shock is kind of what I'm trying to start with there. I go through that and examine also how colors come through. Some people think of certain things when they think of a color. I like to play a little bit with words and try to change up what you would think they would mean and try to use them a little bit for something else, just to give your brain a little bit of a mental hiccup, if you will.
It's a very sensorial experience also.
Right.
In your bio, I noted that you said you've spent the past few years seething in concrete and playing concertina. So I sort of got this picture of them going on simultaneously, but I wondered if that was true or if one sort of ameliorated the other.
There has been a few times where I have played concertina on the street, but I'm also in a band and I play concertina in the band. I think the line seething in the concrete is just, I'm an urban fellow by nature. So I kind of like to be out in the night and on the streets and so forth.
Mark, we're going to go from the punch to the boxing ring. Most of your poems, or many of them at any rate, have a place and a date noted. What part does place play in your writing?
With regards to this book, I kind of created a character who is a journeyman boxer. And that kind of speaks to the fact that I got away from writing poetry. I wrote a column for 11 years, and I wrote almost exclusively poetry before that. So I created this character who is my age, 41, now 42. At that age, you're pretty much washed up as a boxer. The poems span 20 years, and it's kind of a narrative. You can follow where this guy had his best boxing moments, which in reality are the poems that I wrote throughout those 20 years. So the place in particular is, it's kind of a mindset. The poem that represents his high point, which is the Madison Square Gardens, is a poem that's written about trying to get to New York. I wasn't actually in New York at the time. So place plays quite a role in the poems, yes.
So if you would read the last poem.
Gladly. Journeyman's Reprise. The road work is behind me, the foundation laid. There is no music as I walk. I need to hear the lack of fanfare. House lights are up. I need to see the face of each witness. My trainer pulls back the ropes as I step into the ring. Bounce to my corner where, toothless, all gums, he spits, "Everyone loves a winner, Jack." "I do too," I answer. "Now I do too." He dapples Vaseline on my face, checks my gloves one last time. "So go write our poem, son," he says, then disappears. I am alone. I stare at my opponent across the way. Soon, the bell will ring. Somebody is going to get messed up.
Can you just say a word or two about the importance of actually verbalizing a poem as well as writing it? And is it an integral part of the process for you?
It's most certainly integral. When I read poetry, I only read them out loud, other people's poems.
To yourself, when
you
read it to yourself.
Yeah. Otherwise, I feel like I'm in a race to the end. There's nothing neater than learning a poet's voice and being able to recreate that in your head as well. I think that's something that you aspire to. And that's why it was wonderful about a program like this, is once you dial it in and you have this book, you can hear me speak to you.
Yes.
Or Nick.
Well, and I'm thinking, Nick, since music is a part of your life, that, of course, a part of poetry is that it is very musical. Is that a dual concept for you?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of things that when I'm writing them, I can almost hear a melody behind them at times. I kind of write my poems when I write music as well. I'm very kind of in this punk rock, rock and roll mindset anyway. And so, yeah, everything definitely has a melody to it when I'm writing it a little bit.
It's delightful to be with both of you. Thanks so much for coming tonight, talking with us, sharing your poems.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much.
I've been talking with Nick Barrows and Mark Flanagan about their book of poetry titled Versus. It's published by a local press, Aurora Press, and you'll find more information about it at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.